We are learning Mesechus Erevin, Daf Tzadik Tes Amar Aleph. We are beginning from the Mishnah, Tzadik Ches Amar Beis. Zok the Mishnah. Oymer Odom B'shusha Yochid and Metalta B'shusha Rabim. A person can stand in the Shusha Yochid and be Metalta something in Shusha Rabim because he's not bringing it into the Shusha Yochid. Therefore, it's not a problem. B'shusha Rabim, he can Metalta something, he can be standing in Shusha Rabim or Metalta B'shusha Yochid. He's being Metalta something, he's moving something back and forth in Shusha Yochid. But he can't move something out of its Ab Amis. That means, in the case where he's standing in the Shishi Yachid, he's not allowed to hold something in the Shishi Rabim out of its four Amis. And the reason why it's mutter, the reason why, what's the chiddush that it's mutter? I am not doing anything. What's the chiddush that if I'm standing in Shishi Yachid, I can hold the Shishi Rabim? The chiddush is, you're not geyser, you don't make a gzeira, he might bring it inside to himself. It's not exactly. He can withhold something out of his rishus as long as he's not bringing it in. It's fine. Not halacha. Lo yamid odom shusha yochid v'yashdin b'rishusha rabim. A person should not stand shusha yochid and urinate into shusha rabim. Why not? Because there something he's taking something from shusha yochid and sending it to shusha rabim. And the same way, the opposite. B'rishusha rabim yashdin shusha yochid should not stand in shusha rabim and be mashdin into shusha yochid because he's going from rishus to rishus. He's carrying something from rishus to rishus. V'chein lo yorek, shouldn't spit either from one rishus to another rishus. Rav Yehuda Eimer, af mishenet l'shreika, another halacha, even if you're just walking in Shusha Rabim, but the saliva in your mouth got dislodged, af mishenet l'shreika b'fiv, the saliva in your mouth got dislodged, lo yehalech, arba amas at yorek. You should not walk four amas in Shusha Rabim until you spit it out, because since it's already dislodged from your mouth, and it's in your mouth, but this lodge is not bottled to your body anymore. Now you're carrying, it's like a burden, it's a master you're carrying, and that's also to do until you spit it out. So at the Gemara, we're first going to handle the first few lines of the Mishnah. In the first few lines of the Mishnah, said a person could stand in Rishis Rabim and Matal to Rishis Yochid, or the opposite, stand in Rishis Yochid and Matal to Rishis Rabim. Master of Chinin Bar Shlam and Chiyah Bar Rav, when Rav Chinin was teaching this Mishnah to Chiyah Bar Rav, in front of Rav, Kamei de Rav, and he read the Mishnah like this: Lo yamid odom rishus yochid vital to rishus rabim. A person should not stand in the rishus yochid and be vital to rishus rabim. That's the way he was gerus the Mishnah. He should not do it. So Rav turned to the Rebbe and said, Omalei shafkis rabban of avos kameya. You left the rabban dilor kameya. That means in the next Mishnah, a little further on, Daf Kuf Aleph, there's a shaila there. If someone's in rishus yochid and the key is in rishus rabim and the door is also in rishus rabim, could I open the door in the Shusha Rabim? I'm picking up the key in the Shusha Rabim and opening the door in the Shusha Rabim. So Rav Meir says, you're not allowed to do that. Why not? Because he might bring the key to you. Rav Meir says, oh, so Rabbanan said it's mutter. So this girsa that he was going is lo yamid, is like Rav Meir, not like the Rabbanan. So I'm like, shafkis Rabbanan v'avis k'Rav Meir, you left the Rabbanan sheet and went to Rav Meir's sheet? So who saw that? Rav Chanina, who was garish that way, held that mid the sefer Rameya, since the sefer is Rameya, reisha nami Rameya, must be the reisha also Rameya. For loy, it's not true. Sefer Rameya, reisha Rabbanon. This reisha is going to Rabbanon, and that sefer is Rameya. So don't be garish loy. Here the halacha is mutter. You're not geyser. You might bring the item back into where you are standing, because we hold like this mission going to Rabbanon, not like Rameya, who is geyser. So Rameya is geyser, Rabbanon is not geyser. And what this Mishnah is going according to Rabbanon. Our Gersa is, Oymer Odom, Shusha Yochid, Metalt Shusha Rabim, because when you're not goyzi, you might bring it in. Uvad Shal Yoytzi L'chutz. So it says over here that you should not carry it chutz ma'ar ba'amis, out of four amis. Now, Rashi in the Mishnah said that when it says Oymer Odom, Shusha Yochid, and Metalt Shusha Rabim, the case was you were standing in a house or on a roof. You were standing higher up. And it says here, Oymer Odom al Shusha Yochid, Shusha Yochid, Yem Talta in the Shusha Rabim. So, Hohoitzi, let's say you did move it four Amos. What's the halacha? Sounds like the Chayev Chatos. Even though, since you're standing high up, when you move it from one part of four Amos to the other part of four Amos, you're raising it above 10 Tfachim. We know when you raise something above 10 Tfachim, that's a Makom Ptur. And it's mashma, you still be chayiv. Lema mesiyele le rava. Dama rava, hamave chepitz mitchilas arbol seif above. Someone carries a chepitz from the beginning of four amis to the end of four amis, vavira derech alav, and he carries it above 10 tvachim. Chayiv, yichayiv. So it's a raya to rava, because our mishnah is mashma, you shouldn't do it, and it's mashma, yichayiv. So it's a raya to rava. Zag de Gemara, no, it's not right, Rav. Mikdam hoitzi chayv chatas. So it's safe. You might see four amis chayv chatas. Dilma hoitzi potav also. It's saying you're not allowed to do that. But if you do it, may you potav also. Don't say you chayv. And the reason why you be potav also is since you're bringing it above makom ptur. And now it's not like Rav. It's not right, Rav. That's one version of Gemara. Ikedam, a different way, the opposite. Ha hoitzi potav also. And the Ratva explains that the reason why we made a dig, ha hoitzi potav also, because all the Mishnah says is that you can stand in the Mishnah Yachid and metal shirab, but you shouldn't be moitzi rab amis. Don't say, vim hoitzi rab amis chayiv chata, just say you shouldn't do it. So it's mashmash potav also. So lay moti have a tuf to the rabbi, it's a kash on rabbi, because rabbi said that if you move something for amis and shirabim, even if you bring it above your tvachim and it's through a makom tor, you're still chayiv. So maybe it's a kash on rabbi. Odama rabbi ma bechevitz b'tchilas da v'sav dalad bevir derech alav chayiv. Don't say here clearly, if I'm first, maybe it's Takachayiv, and maybe it is a Raya to Rava, not a Kash on Rava. So at the end of the day, when we learn our Mishnah, it says he's standing in Shishi Yochid, they allow him to tell the Sharabim. What happens if you were Metal to four Amis? It's a Shaila, if you're Chayiv Chatos or not. If you're Rava, you're Chayiv Chatos. And if you hold on like Rava, you're not Chayiv Chatos, then our Mishnah is not a Raya. Mishnah is not clear, not a Raya if it's Chayiv Chatos or not. The Mishnah said further that you should not stand in Rosh Hashanah and be mashtin to the Rosh Hashanah, or the opposite, stand in Rosh Hashanah and be mashtin to Rosh Hashanah. And also you can't spit because your body is over here. So for example, by mashtin, your bladder is over here and you're going into the other Rosh Hashanah. So there is a Issa Hoitzah. The Gemara doesn't talk about Chayiv Chatas or not. Amar Rav Yosef, Hishtin V'rok Chayiv Chatas. Rav Yosef says, if someone is mashtin from Rosh Hashanah to Shirabim, or he spits from Shirabim to Shirabim, the halacha is, he's chayiv achatas. Great thing about Akasha, if you remember from Shabbos, from Sechel Shabbos, well, be'ina akira v'hanocha melgav mokam dalad. You need akira v'hanocha from a place of dalad. The halacha is that the akira has to be from mokam dalad, let's say from the floor, and hanocha on a mokam dalad from the floor. But if you pick it up from a place that's not at mokam dalad, it's not called akira v'hanocha. So here, it's being nekar from your guf. It's not a makom dal pastus. So where's that kira v'anocha? And the more answer is no, not shver. Machshava soy mashvalei makom. Your machshava makes it into makom dal. And we will explain it momentarily. First, let's see the Gemara's raya. If you don't say that machshava can make a place considered a makom choshev, that the Rava says, you threw something, let's say shiram fuamas. Or you threw from some shiach to shirabim, but it landed zorak v'noch b'fia kelev. He threw and it landed in the mouth of a dog, or b'fia kifshon, or into a oven, and it burnt up before it landed. Chayiv chatos. Freit the gemara v'abina hanochal gam makom dal. Yeah, hanochal on a place that's dalad. And here, by the kelev was in the mouth, the kifshon got burnt. V'leka el machshavos le'mashle makom. Your machshava gives it a kashivas. Hachinam machshavos le'mashle makom. So what's the svara? What's the svara? First of all, that your bladder or your mouth is called makom dalad, and also peak kifshon and the peak helev is called the furnace, and the dog's mouth is called makom dalad. So Tosfos the Ramaskal Machshavos explains it. He says, "Dafka b'chiyai gavna the nena ba'oisa makom tvei makom acher." It's very specific. You want to throw in the mouth of the dog, shiyoich lena, or fia kifshon zara. You want to throw exactly there, and also by hishtim v'rok. You want to get the spit out of your mouth. You want to get the shasan out of your bladder. You want to get it out. That gives it a kashivas, because it's very specific that I want this to leave that place, and I want this to go into that place. So even though it's not a makam dalad dalad, since it's very specific makam that I want, gives it a kashivas makam. Boy, Rava has a shaila. What happens? So we already established that if you are standing shishi yochid and you're mashed into the shishirabim, it's a chayiv chatas. But here's a little bit different case. Your guf, your body, let's say your bladder is in Shishi Yochid, but the pi ama is sticking in the Shishi Rabim. Boy Rava, who be Shishi Yochid, u pi ama be Shishi Rabim. So how do you look at this? Now, basa akira is dinan, do you go basa akira, and akira is from a person's body who is standing in Shishi Yochid, so it is chayiv, or you basa yetziya is dinan, or you go basa where the shesen is coming out, and there, that's already in Shishi Rabim. So what's the halacha? You go basa akira, basa yetziya, Zag the Gemara, teku. You have to wait till your navi to answer that shaylok. Bechein lo yoruk. It's in the Mishnah a new case. The case was Rabbi Yehuda Eimer, and goes further that talking about walking in a surabim. If someone is walking in a surabim and some of his spit dislodged and it's in his mouth, it's considered carrying. Why? It's not part of his guf anymore, already dislodged. Break the Gemara. Even though he didn't turn it around in his mouth, it just was dislodged. You're telling me that already, dislodged already is called that it's not part of his body already. That's what you're telling me about tonight. I'll show you in a Mishnah that Rav Yehuda is not like that. It says in the Mishnah like this. We know that food could only become tamei if it gets hukshar l'tumah, which means it has to go in contact, get in contact with certain mashkin, the zayin mashkin, which one of them is water, but the zayin mashkin, dam shach adam is the abbreviation for those mashkin. For example, it's dam, dvash, water, milk, all different types of seven mashkin has to get mukhshar from that, has to get in contact with those waters in order to become tamei. Now he's eating figs of truma in his mouth, and the halacha is that your hands, that's the why we wash these days for amitz, is that your hands are tamei for truma unless you wash it. Here, the guy hadn't washed his hands, and he was eating truma in his mouth. And he stuck his hand in his mouth to take out a rock. There was a rock in the dvela, in the figs, a rock. They dried the dvela in the field, so it looks like it's rocks in it. He wanted to take out a rock, and he touched the dvela. Shalom comes tamei. The only thing is, was hukshal tamei? So that's the question. Does saliva make it hukshal tamei? So let's see the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, he was eating dvela with his tummy to get hands. He stuck his hand into his mouth. Take a rock out. Rameyer metame. Rameyer holds that the dvela is tummy. Rabbeisi metar. And Rabbeisi holds that the dvela is tahar. Rameyer holds it's tummy because he holds that once the saliva is in your mouth, it already makes it hoksha. Rabbeisi says, no, the saliva is still bottled to your mouth. Not called a heksher. Like Rashi says, Kozman shall reik b'secha piv, la mashku, it's not a mashku, it's like the guf of the Adam. And Rabbi Huda is machalik. Huda imra, hefich ba tamei. If you, like, gathered it up in your mouth in order to spit it out, tamei. Lo hefich ba, if you didn't gather up in your mouth to spit it out, then it's tahar. So it depends. The only time the reik is called dislodged and it's considered imbit to come out, only if you, like, you get it ready to spit out. So what do you see? There's a difference in hefek ba'al hefek ba'al. Our Mishnah says, no matter what, if the roik was netlash, it's enough to be called carrying. And here Rav Yehuda says, you have to be mafek ba'al. So it's a kasha, stira to Rav Yehuda's. Here Rav Yehuda says hefek ba'al, which means you gather it up and spit it out. And there it says netlash is enough. Right, so he's saying hefek ba'al is not simply as netlash. Netlash means that it came up, it's in your mouth. That's regular. That's where it starts from. That's a starting point. Hefek ba'al means, Rashi says hefek ba'al means hefek ba'al is you turned over the roik lahoitzi lechus to get it out. You made it into a ball, but like something like that to get it out. You gathered it up to go get it out. Rav Yechon says you're right. Machalefes hashita. Rav Yehuda was chayzer. Rashi slurs, that's the Mechalef HaShita means, Hichlef Rav Yehuda, Shitas of Yotzman, he was Chayzer. Usually, Mechalef HaShita means that you switch the Shita with the other Shita. But here, Rashi teaches Mechalef HaShita. Look at Tap Taisvis, he learns more Kapshuta, we're going to Rashi's Pshat. Arayach Mechalef HaShita. You have to say Rav Yehuda was Chayzer. Rosh Lakash Omer, no. Elohim Lo Yisachlev, don't switch the Shita. Don't say he was Chayzer. Don't say he was Chayzer. V'alchum Ayaskin on Bekichay. There's a difference. There's something called saliva, and it's called phlegm. Kicha is like phlegm. Rashi says it comes like from a sickness. I mean, someone has pneumonia or bronchitis, he has phlegm. But Tanya, that's a kasher. V'alchum Ayaskin on Bekichay. And the answer is that the Mishnah of before that says he's carrying is talking about kicha. There, as soon as it comes up, it's aimed to be spit out. But shaken saliva, that gets dislodged, not aimed to spit out yet. It has to be hefech ba. So the Mishnah says hefech ba, that's talking about, that's about roika, regular roika. And there before, that says that netlash is talking about keichai, which is the phlegm. So the Gemara, by time went to the Braiser, Huda Eimer, keichai v'netlash, and the Gemara thought it meant like this. There's two type of things that are carrying, keichai and roik that was netlash. My love, roik v'netlash. Law, you know, it types like this. Keichai v'netlash, keichai v'netlash. It was keichai and it got dislodged. It's one thing. Break the Gemara, but first surprise, not like that. But time Rudaimer, Kichosh in it, Losh Vachin Rikosh, Losh Loyalak, Lanamas, that's Yoruk. It says clearly now here, even saliva that was netlash, you can't walk for Amos, that's Yoruk, and it's back Shver from the Bryce by Dveila that says, Hefechba, Dafka Hefechba. El Machvarta, Shimikara. You have to answer like the first Tarot, where Rabbi Huda was Chosef from Ashita. Once we mention something about spit or phlegm, then we're going to give a drash on that. Amar Shlakish, kiach me rabbi. If someone spit in front of his rebbe, chayiv misa. Shenemar, kol misanei oyve mavis. This pasuk is talking about the Torah. It's a Mishlei. We're talking all about the Torah. The Torah is saying anyone who hates me deserves misa. I'm tikri l'masanei. Don't read it. Anyone hates me, elamasanei, that make people hate me. And if someone spits in front of his rebbe, he's making people hate the Torah because they say, look, the rebbe is not worth anything. The rebbe can spit at the rebbe. So making people hate the Torah. Frank the Gemara, but man, it's honest. He has bronchitis. What do you want from him? So the Gemara, what do you want? That's chayv lisa. Gemara keich v'reik kaminan. Good, the phlegm came up, but he should have spit into his beged, like Rashi says, or he should have moved away and spit it outside. That he spit in front of his rebbe. That's what makes him mesanai. That's the thing that was wrong. That was the aver he did. He spit in front of his rebbe. He should have got away to spit somewhere else. But of course, the phlegm came up. That's all. That's what he wanted from him.